Next up, we've got Our Mosquito.
Now, how did I not know that Rev from Ujin and Rev was Our Mosquito? I've been an Our Mosquito fan for years, and I've had Our Mosquito's I Wish I Was So Sure on my playlists for almost 20 years now, or 18 years, or whatever it is. And, you know, whenever I see Our Mosquito as song fight submitters, it makes me happy because I know I'm in for, you know, a treat. Ujin and Rev has kind of come onto the scene in, I want to say, Spin Tunes, and also in Songfight, and maybe in Nerine, and they've made a real impression on me. I know I've enjoyed their stuff a lot, and I just have no idea how I didn't realize that this was also Our Mosquito. So I'm very biased. I'm going to say that right away, but this song, I thought it's kind of scratchy lo-fi techno. But I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it had a strong melody. The instrumentation, it is what it is. And it's effective in, setting its mood and its sound. And I'll admit that it sounds buzzy and fuzzy. And I'll leave that up to sort of Chumpy to tell whether it's clipping or not. But, I still downloaded it and I added it to my playlists because I like it a lot. And definitely voted for it.
Yeah, I didn't check to see if it was clipping. I thought it had this really great goth industrial vibe going on, which I think is a good choice for a spooky fight. I thought the synths sound like dirty and clanky, and there's this cool like sort of white noise sound, which reminds me of hissing steam, which I think really works with that whole industrial vibe. And Rev can sound like dark and brooding, which I think is perfect for the sound he's going for. I like this track. I was a little bit worried that I was going to get tired of the groove as the song progressed, but like there are little tiny change-ups here and there, which sort of keep my ear interested and don't tire me out. So I like this song and I voted for it. I understand that Rev actually has some, hand-built synthesizers that he used for this into a tape machine. So maybe that's, and clipping a tape machine, I guess, is something you want to do to get some of that analog distortion everybody's going on about.
So the fuzz might have been just a tape?
Yeah, I think he recorded directly to tape.
What a maniac.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are into that whole retro thing.
Bonkers.
I mean, that's super cool. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I'm glad that you knew that factoid. I agree that the four on the floor is repetitive, but it's good. I like the fuzziness of it, especially kind of the distortion on the drums, the snare, and then the kind of low, I don't know, would you call them like Euro vocals?
Yeah, like Bauhaus, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like sort of gothy, but sort of pop all at the same time. Like this could be easily, there could be a bunch of like really morose people in black barely moving, or you could have like a full club just like banging on it. I'm not sure. I think it'll do both. Yeah. And we haven't really addressed the spooky factor, and probably we should be saying, does it meet the spooky criteria? And I think this does, because I think you have this gothy dance club vibe.
Yeah, which is scary as hell.
And with Damon Albarn in the Harry Potter movies.
Wait, what?
Damon Albarn is in that, like, the band in Harry Potter when they do the dances.
That's whoosh.
I
haven't seen a lot of the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be one of those songs.
Okay.
Right? We're good Christian wizards, but it's kind of a weird gothy Skeleton Band.
Good Christian Wizards is a great band name.
That is. Yeah. Yeah.
Take note, Ryan. We're going to use that.
It's the Christmas ball, and there's like a bunch of ghouls playing in the band. Playing techno music for the dance.
Nice.
Okay, gotcha. The other thing that's a possibility is that this might be goofing. This might be Weird Al-ing, you know, for a sound. You know, it doesn't sound a lot like other Armosquito stuff. So he might just be making fun of this whole genre. But I don't know. On the other hand, if, you know, given what Chumpy said about his homemade synthesizers and everything, maybe he just wanted to do this and made strong choices on an effective delivery of the vocals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a full embrace of the optional challenge, right? This is definitely,
absolutely.
It's not grungy in terms of 90s Nirvana grunge. It's grungy in terms of it's distorted.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think it probably wasn't last Halloween, but maybe a few Halloweens ago, there was also an optional challenge to make a spooky song. And I was bemoaning during that podcast that it tended to just make people do plodding songs in a minor key that were boring and I don't know, and just morose and harder to listen to. But this time around, I don't think that's the case. I know we got a lot of spooky songs, and we'll listen to a lot more of them now coming up and review them. But yeah, much like this one, I think that overall people did better with the spooky challenge.
For sure.